Blog Talk Radio.
Safekeeping in body and soul, Lord, and spirit,
for all have done and for all you have done and all for you will do for us. We ask you to accept our thanks, and we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I got some special music, like I said. I'm going to play this. This is a hip-hop mix, okay? It was done by Beanie Sides. Okay, so I told him if I got it to work, I was going to play it. So let's play it. Here we go.
Like a North Face, ayy. Gotta keep my face off, and I know my day short. So I stay woke, never days off. Cause I'm never taking no days off. Whoa there, big fella, don't try it. Get that corner on my face, you know I'm on a diet. And I'm treating all of your lie like United. That just ain't flying, not today, Satan.
Streets in the same city, dudes to hang with me, but they ain't with me. Used to slang with me, used to bang with me, say they gang with me, but they ain't really. A thug changes and love changes, and your best friends will become strangers. My circle's small and my dreams big. My day ones and my three kids. I ain't got time for the politics. With my own hands, I feel all of this. I don't need you, I don't need them. Don't wanna smoke weed, don't wanna be friends. I wanna bow down and king them. When I pray, that's where my knees been. I got my own squad with no frauds, and that's on God. I'm trying to please them.
Life prevails on its own. I'll keep on blocking. blossoming. Your girl has been underrated from day one. They hearing my tracks and they never play one. I'll do my own thing and I'm bringing it. Selling my soul on a track, no, I'll never make one. I thought that we're rapping to make life worth living. My first decision was making a difference, showing I'm Christian. But nobody's hearing the truth, they too busy, too dizzy to heaven, be thinking they wrong. It's all telling the world that I'm moving along. Won't do what they doing or ruin my place, I will always know where I belong. That's why I'm the underdog, better believe. Speaking the truth, I would never deceive ya. Maybe my skin is too yellow to ever be thought of as stone. But mother and two, that be rapping to Joe. Not ready for change, you want me to choke? Look at my life and the way that I live, I'm not like most. Come on.
Look at us. Tell me what you gonna do if you ain't strong enough. Everybody look at you like they know what's up. I gotta go and do, cause this is us.
Well, it's not time to know that. everybody got the answers. They said that they plan is the master. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news and it's plastered. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedies.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know around. You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty, and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies. With dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
Close my eyes and pray that God deliver me.
Deliver me.
Churches moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. While they gentrify, we risk our life.
We risk our lives.
Selling dope, probably die not knowing Christ.
Cold world, most of my kin, dead of the pen. That's why I'm an Eskimo. I bought an igloo and put on my wrist. Ran out of option, we gotta survive, so we taking risks. Committed sin, we gotta live, it is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. 40 years on me, and if I get high, they blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Committed sin, we gotta live, it is what it is. I used to wonder why we blow our whole tax refund on brand new J's, Gucci belt, few gold chains. When you can put that change in a IRA, you just waiting. By the time that you retire, you be at the millionaire stage. What's the point of saving anything? You dying, you can't take it with you.
Nah.
And that'll probably be the night, cause the way that they shooting, the stress how they hit you. I bet you God hear the prayers of millions of mothers. And they all sound the same, even though they sons did different gangs. And they shooting at each other right now.
You hear God now.
Now he a hat day, they debate by no one.
Come on, I guess I'm just a misfit, huh?
Yeah.
Do I come in right now? No, do I come in right now? Yeah, I listen, real skinny, loud color tinny, body marked up like graffiti. I don't push a Maserati, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. And yeah, I rode a foreign, and this one looking spiffy. Hey, go ahead and doubt us, but what you know about us? And we ain't gotta follow, then we took another route. No, we ain't blowing trees, bro. Open up my window. I see you popping tags, but you know that's why your ends low. I try to tell them we just come and go and let us in. Why they hating like we are a bunch of hooligans? No gimmicks, the spirit in my lyrics. Know when people hear it, they gon' love it, they gon' fear it. And it ain't how we flow, cause when we show up at our show, they say we go at so hard in the paint, they can't wait for some more. But some others say we preachy, some closed-minded geeky. Like we ain't heard of Marx, Locke, and Nietzsche. Believe me. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. 6 2 2 plus gon' add it up. Math on subtract, but content like I had enough. Long hair, don't care, Samoan, but I'm padded up. I know you blow your mind, but I ain't blowing pine. Not talking women looking skimpy every other line. Yeah, I got a dime, I'm about to make a mine. Life in Christ got me finished like across the line. With the way that you telling me to do it, sell out to sell out. Nah, man, it's so foolish. Done, trying to beat you, it don't fit, misfit. Home trip, everybody hate Chris. They saying get with this, just like a membership. They talking slick, they just did it, but this is gibberish. I say I'm interested, they say it's gibberish. Oh, you don't know, even if you don't let it be.
Bro, we never leave. So where that cat feel when you run the league? A single mother, 20 years better me run that. We just need to make it personal. Underdog when it comes back. Feel like a car, yeah. Feel the stars, yeah. Only thing is in God, yeah. Look like racing at the law, yeah. Hard to work. I'm trying to finish your question. We'll take it to back. He's a boss in that minimal. But if I got it, so blow. I'm catching the fact that
yeah. Don't look at nah, yeah. I daily fight the life, yeah. That's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cena. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te lleva a la mina. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina. Leo la Biblia para subir a tarima. Cuando el que se pase soy la mina. Y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te casa grima. Siempre escucho besos, siempre son la mina. Yo te traje la grito, mi sina, para toda la esquina, sé que te fascina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Muchos lo tienen en el corazón de primero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Parece que las armas no dan de primero. Le dicen primero. Siempre le sigo guayos verdaderos. De jugando serio, mata cero. Tú te vas a quemar como enero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Pero tengo bendiciones que a mí me llueven como un aguacero. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo para el rap. Que te digo que yo no hago rap y que el trap no va a ministrar. No soy yo, póngase a ministrar. Que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. No es lo mío, ni lo de otro. Es lo tuyo que te vas a preguntar. Es lo tuyo, es lo tuyo. Llegaron los que matan tu bocina, el Espíritu Santo conmigo camina. Un flow sacro que no contamina, es de predicar que se trata mi rima. Es la opción que tenemos arriba, un flow clásico como los tenis fila. Yo soy control, yo no cojo pila, si no te arrepientes, tengo negocina. Si no te arrepientes, tú te vas a pedir. Predicamos los capos también en Gualey. Si no te arrepientes, tú te vas a pedir. Predicamos los capos también en Gualey.
Ya, 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 ya. Universo, trap style. Abdullah, Angel Brown, Angel Brown.
All right. Well, that was a hip hop special mix by Beanie Sides. Okay, he's going by Beanie Place in the chat room tonight. Thank you very much, very, very, very much, Beanie, for that. That was wonderful. I liked it. Okay, I'm getting ready to download the second one. And we'll play that tomorrow. All right. Okay. Well, let's see here. Okay, let's get into the message tonight. Okay, it's called Following God into the Light. We live in a reality that there's always both light and darkness around us. The world has both good and evil, right and wrong. As believers, we must grow in both our acceptance and reality of our pursuit of the light. We must allow God to mold and shape us into those who rid ourselves of any darkness. Become fully known to God and allow His light to transform us into reflections of the Son. May the Lord open our eyes to see the glorious light before us this week. The Holy Spirit dwelling within is always leading us out of darkness and into the light. He is ready and available to guide us through every decision, temptation, trial, tribulation, and circumstance that we might experience all the abundance available to us in His light. God promised us in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16, and I will lead the blind in a way that they do not know, and paths that they have not known. I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level ground. These are the things I do, and I do not forsake them. So you serve a loving, good Father who doesn't leave you to figure out life on your own. He doesn't even leave you just with Scripture to find your way into the light. He knows that we are blind without Him. He knows that we are in immense need of His help, and He is constantly leading us into better things that He has for us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it encourages that no temptation has ever overtaken you that it is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. With every temptation the enemy brings, God is leading us in your great escape. You and I so often don't know the way out of temptation. It feels impossible to find the path to righteousness when all we feel is wrongful desire welling up within us. But if we will all acknowledge that we are indeed blind and reach our arms for the guiding hand of God, he will turn darkness before us into light. He is our faithful shepherd to the abundant pastures available to us on the other side of temptation. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18 says, "For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." Okay, our God is a compassionate, because he has felt the temptations we feel. He has walked through this life and lived in the light. You are not alone in your sin. You are not alone in your temptations. You are not alone in trials, decisions, and circumstances that seem to draw you into darkness. Your Savior has compassion on you and longs for you to simply lean on his strength, trust him, and follow him. So he who is greater than he who is in the world, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You will overcome your enemy if you will reach out for the help of God. He will lead you away from sin and what entangles you and direct you to his perfect, peaceful path of righteousness. Have faith in love and ability of your God and follow him throughout your days to the still, calm waters of his presence. So meditate on God's desire and ability to lead you into the light. Allow Scripture to stir up your path to follow God during trials, circumstances, and temptations. What temptations seem to envelop you where you feel no way out? What wrongful desires do you not seem to be able to get rid of? Ask God how he is leading you away from those temptations. Ask him to help you reach for his help during darkness that you might follow him into the light. Take time to reflect on and journal the ways in which he will lead you to the light. May Psalms 23:1-6 fill your heart with longing for a close, open relationship with your good shepherd today as you seek to live in the light. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before in the presence of my enemies, and you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Amen. I highly suggest you read Hebrews chapter 2. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. Now, it's the most important question of all. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you lack a purpose in your life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something so much worse as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling, overeating. Whatever the issues may be, see, the Lord Jesus can take them away, but in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, okay, we here at God Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God, and we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Well, and also, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. That's area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live, okay, and you can tell us and the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen? Okay, because right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Amen and amen. All right. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. I was supposed to give a shout-out to Mike Buchanan, okay? Hello, Mike. Okay, I hope you're listening. Okay, God bless. With that being said, let's play some more music.
Darkness.
Now Tony will join us for a Bible reading. Okay. And I'm going to let him take over right now. It's Joseph Accused and Forgotten.
Thank you so much. But before you get the reading, you get a reading. I want to tell y'all, you know, COVID-19 is running rampant right now. It's doubling in a lot of cities, including our own. Lots of people are in the hospital. Lots of people are getting sick. Lots of people across this country are dying. And you know what I get? I get calls from Foghorn Leghorn, from the Looney Tunes. I get calls from Grover Cleveland on occasion. And, you know, it's just not funny anymore, guys. You're grown men, not little teenagers. Come on. There's other things to worry about in this world. So, all that being said, we're going to continue where we left off with Genesis 39. Now, and Ken didn't leave it queued for me, so give me a second while I bring this up. Normally he does. So I hope you're all staying in and staying safe and wearing your masks when you go out. Just not saving yourself, saving somebody else. So here we go. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him from the Israelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put under his authority. So it was from that time that he made him overseer of his house, that he all he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was all on that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these sayings that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know that what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so it was, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought into us a Hebrew to mock us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And it happened when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside." So she kept his garment with her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with words like these, saying, "The Hebrew servant who you brought to us came in to mock me so. It happened as I lifted my voice and cried out, that he left his garment with me and fled outside." So it was, when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, "Your servant did to me after this manner," that his anger was aroused. Then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it proper. Now, it came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and chief baker. So he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. So they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, had a dream, both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with his own interpretation. And Joseph came in to them that morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers, who were with him in the custody of his lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, "We each had a dream, and there is no interpreter of it." So Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please." Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches. It was though it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore it to you, your place, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner as when you were his butler. But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of his house. For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon." When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, "I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head." So Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you." Now it came to pass on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he had made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hung the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Give you words of worship from Psalms 10, 12, 14. "Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God?" he said in his heart. "You will not require an account, but you have seen, for you observe trouble and grief, to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." Ooh, wasn't that kind of deep? Leave you with a word of wisdom from Proverbs 3, 27, 28. "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it,' when you have it with you." So if you got it, give it if they need it. That's all they're telling you. Give and help your brother, help your fellow man.
Amen.
So thank you for letting me be with you tonight, reading the Bible to you, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Tony. That was very good reading.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the Bible reading for tonight. All right. Okay. Let's take some callers. Okay. Area code 469, you've been waiting the longest. Hello, 469.
How you doing there, Kitty?
I'm doing great, Clay. How about yourself?
I'm just right here watching some Spanish TV, trying to learn Spanish.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah. I next time I go down to my old caseria, I say I want 2 burritos and 2 quesadillas. Por favor.
Okay.
to do.
Well, there you go.
That's right. You have any more callers?
Yes, I do. Let's take 909. Okay. 909, is that you, Beanie?
Hey, what's up, Pastor? How you doing?
Not much. I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm just here kicking back.
So,
to use the word. Good.
Did that surprise you tonight? By playing your music?
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. A lot of good songs from the gospel world.
Yeah. I like all gospel music, whether it be hip hop, whether it be traditional, whether it be non-traditional. Okay, as long as it's gospel music, okay, I play it.
I like that too.
All righty. So, let's see. I got an interesting lineup in the room tonight, chat room. I got I Just Farted. Of course, I got you. I've got Turn McGillicuddy, Inner Circle Radio. Okay, Tony Farrar. Ashley, Mike Hunt, okay, Doug, I got a good lineup in there, okay. I am taking calls, Turn McGillicuddy, okay.
What was that other name? Mike Hunt.
I just farted.
You just farted?
That's what he goes by. No, I didn't fart, Ashley. I was saying the name of the person in the chat room. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, let's bring on another caller. Okay, area code 814, which should be your brother Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing? Doug, you there? Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now. I was on mute.
Oh, okay.
How you doing tonight, Brother Ken?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Excellent, excellent. How's Brother Beanie doing? Brother Turd.
I'm doing good.
Brother Tony.
He's doing okay?
Great. It's all good, right?
Yep, all good.
Yeah, the riots are calming down, so that's a little better. We're not all going to kill each other, you know?
Yeah,
there's still protesting, though.
Yeah, I know. Tearing down statues.
That's not protesting. That's not protesting, man. That's messed up.
Yeah, that's tearing down statues. I didn't say protest. Yeah.
All they're doing
is... Yeah, they're tearing
down
statues of the South, okay? Doing all kinds of things.
Yeah, they're making themselves look bad. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
this ain't what life's supposed to be like, you know?
They're doing that, right?
I have my ideas. What is, why? Explain, please.
It's the Marxism, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They want to make America into like a communist country.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it. They go for like everything that's in history, like the statues and all that stuff. That's what it starts with. That's what they did back in Russia. That's how the communists took over.
Yeah. It's like history's repeating itself, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it is.
But hopefully Trump can do something about it.
He ain't going to do nothing. He's right in on it. He ain't going to do nothing. He ain't going to do nothing.
He signed into effect. If they do any more, they get, I think it's up 10 years of like prison.
Yeah, but he was only talking about him down in Washington, D.C. there. Not everywhere else.
Huh. Hopefully.
Well, and he was also, I think he was talking about the rally in Tulsa, too. Okay, they acted up there. I don't know.
Yeah, he warned them about doing that there, yeah. But still, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Beanie's right, man. It's the same old history playbook. They use it over and over again.
Yep.
It's not going to work here, though.
Hell no. You know why?
It might work in the cities, but when they come out here, like where I live and stuff. Yeah. I live by a gun range, you know?
Black guns matter.
No, I don't get into any of that matter stuff. Everybody matters. You know?
Black guns matter.
Yeah. Everything matters, you know? To me, anyway. Sorry. I'll shut up now.
I've seen this, this video, this person going up to this, I think it was a whole bunch of, like, nurses. And he's all saying, Black Lives Matter, right? You know, yeah. And he's all, and even, like, the babies that get aborted, the black babies, right? And they all stood quiet. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, I'm going to remember that. Yeah, dead baby, black babies matter, right?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, they stood quiet.
Yeah.
Yep.
That should be in the dictionary. Picture of dead aborted black babies. That's the Black Lives Matter. Or you could call BLM burn, loot, and murder.
Movement.
You know, Black Lives Matter, BLM, or burn,
loot,
and murder.
I gotta go to a restaurant.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Any more callers, Ken?
I don't know who this is, but I'll take it. 317.
Dickie Hopper.
Somebody. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Kenny?
Hello.
You ain't Kenny.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm out in a boat here in Canada.
Well, that's good.
I was talking
to
BF Benjamin.
Hey, this is Jay Dizzle. What's going on? This is Jay Dizzle.
By God's Rainbow Ministry.
Oh, really?
That's right, Kenny.
Yeah. And he was going to put Purpose Gospel Radio.
Yeah, and I own it. How about that?
I'm just messing with you, man. It's me, bro.
I know.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who this 111 is. He hasn't picked up.
That's probably the FBI guy.
Oh, the FBI guy. Okay. All right.
Who's the FBI guy?
Probably you, Beanie. You, Beanie.
Okay. Well, I'll put him on mute. Okay. He can repress one. Okay. If he decides he wants to come back and decide to get on. Anyway. I'm gonna do the prophetic word for tonight. Okay. My father says today, make your case. Success is on the other side of denial. Be insistent, says the Father. Be determined beyond the point of past failures. Refuse to take no for an answer. Persistence is the key in the situation. Do not stop 2 feet short of your goal. Things always look the bleakest moments before the total victory and dominion. Get those first feeble attempts out of the way. Step back up. Ask again. Seek again, knock again. Seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking. Seek and see the opportunity where others only see a valley of dry bones. Know that the wind of my spirit blowing behind you, urging you on, is the assurance of what happens next. Trust your heart more than outward information and opinion. My voice speaking in your heart is the assurance of the positive outcome and not any other thing. Out of the dust and ashes of brutal disappointment and bitter downturn, I will cause the orchid of success to bloom in your desert. Write the vision and make it plain. Be courageous enough to imagine broadly and deeply what I am capable of doing in your situation. Read it out loud to yourself. Realize that I am not only capable, I am willing. Even when your heart condemns you for a fool, know this, I am greater than your heart. And know all things, you are not stepping down, you are not stepping up. Where you have been condemned and denied, I am granting new prospects. Where all avenues have been exhausted, I am causing the impossible to be achieved. Know that everything is negotiable. Jacob understood this in Bethel. He got honest with me in ways that others would be shocked to consider. So state your case, says God. Do not waste time trying to talk me into what I am already disposed to do for you and in you. My answer is yes. Step into that yes and amen today. You will see the travail of your soul and be satisfied, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Drop knowledge.
That goes out to all that needed that today. Again, you know who you are. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Diggy Hopper checking in. All right. Well, I'm going to be closing down for tonight. Okay? So, I've already taken the calls as people have pressed the one key. Nobody else has pressed the one key, so all everybody that's pressed the one key, I've taken their call.
Okay.
So,
yep, good night.
I want to say God bless everybody tonight. May you have a blessed night. And I'll see you again tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay.
All right.
Amen.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.